Jan in Seattle, listening on newlife.com. Welcome to New Life Live.
Thanks for being there.
Of course.
How can I help you? You're my favorite people to call. I am a little bit discombobulated. I am calling it because of complicated grief with having lost so many close relatives, three grandchildren and three daughters.
Oh, my goodness.
5 years. And so I just wonder if I'm not actually talking myself into being ill. Is that possible? I had my first EMDR meeting, counsel, and I've been counseling for a few months with just a psychological counselor.
When you said you're wondering if you're talking yourself into it, do you feel like since you've been in therapy and talking about the grief that you're feeling worse?
I find that my brain is not, it's malfunctioning in some way. Like I forget things that I've never forgotten before. Mm-hmm. It's just feeling discombobulated. That's all I can say.
And how have things been going with your therapist?
The EMDR was horrible in that I was not even remembering how to use my iPhone. That's probably the most disconcerting thing that's happening is I'm very techie. I've many devices. I've always been that way. I mean, for 19 or earlier years, you know, 50 years now. It's just like trying to carry on a conversation right now. My mind is not clear.
So, Jan,
I'm wondering what's going on.
There are a couple different possibilities that it would be good for you to explore. EMDR is a fantastic form of therapy, and I highly recommend it. I also know it to be a very safe form of therapy. So I would question whether or not attempting an EMDR session is what has led to you not knowing how to use your phone, which of course would be frightening. Now, EMDR is also not a fit for everyone, and it just syncs well with some people, and others really struggle with it. So I would have you, of course, talk to your EMDR clinician about your worries and decide whether or not it's worthwhile to still try a couple more sessions, because it can take a few attempts at eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing for it to really work and for you to let your brain flow with the process. But forgetfulness and feeling a fogginess, that can be just a part of grief. It can be part of trauma. And the level of grief you've been through sounds traumatic. Yeah. And it is also a symptom of depression. So I wouldn't stand with certainty that it's because of EMDR that's happening, but rather I'd get a full physical done. I'd have blood work done. I would do some memory testing and talk with your clinician about whether or not to continue EMDR.
Jackie?
I agree with everything Dr. Ellis said. I might even ask my primary care doctor to give me a referral to see a neurologist. That way you're just covering all the bases and making sure that this isn't happening because of a medical issue. And these things all could have just all happened at the same time. And also looking at all the other aspects, your complicated grief brings about fatigue and mental fog. It can bring up, you know, depression symptoms. All of those things can make you more confused. And in EMDR, we're opening up to processing. And I wonder if you opened up and now your mind is full of thoughts. And so it's hard to find the word. It's hard to slow down and focus on something because there's just so much going on in your mind now. And as Dr. Ellis said, I would take that back to your clinician and talk that through and decide what the next steps should be in terms of EMDR. And I agree. I think it's a very safe modality and incredibly helpful. Is it possible this could be a part of it for you? Absolutely. Anything's possible. But it's also just as likely that it's something else. And so check the other things as well.
Like too much sugar?
I would say having a full physical, because as we get older, things change in our body and things change in our mind. And if you have a small little TIA, a small stroke, oftentimes we don't even know that that happened until something bigger happens. Sometimes people are having problems in their body and they chalk it up to stress. And later on, they find out it was something else going on and it got worse. And so if you're doing regular physicals, then you have a baseline. There's blood work that's being done annually, mm-hmm. maybe even x-rays of different sorts or CAT scans of different sorts or ultrasounds, depending on what your situation is. But there's a baseline. And so they can check and see if there has been a change.
It's also okay, Jan, to slow down therapy, which might sound counterintuitive, but when people's pain is too raw, sometimes they need to spend many sessions, months or even years, being built up to the point where they can then address the pain. So also tell your clinician if it feels like it's going too fast and you need it slowed down. We clinicians, we need feedback from our clients about whether or not we're pushing too hard or not hard enough. So you've got some good discussions to have with your therapist.